U Media Radio is on the air.
Let's go.
So you listening to U Media
Radio?
U Media Radio.
WYOU.
Hello and welcome to the U Media COP podcast. I'm Peter Krishman, the resource wrangler for the community. Today on the podcast, I'll be sharing a conversation I had with Natalie Rusk and Eric Schilling from the MIT Scratch team about a recent hip-hop and coding summit they hosted in Cleveland. Let's take a listen.
Turn up.
Yeah, I'm Natalie, and I work on the development of Scratch. For a long time, I've been doing work in informal learning centers, museums, with the clubhouse and other after-school programs around young people creating with code.
Cool.
Hey, I'm Eric, also known as Speak Visually on Scratch, and I help manage the Scratch online community where kids are creating their own stories, games, animations, and sharing them online. And also working on, I've been working with Natalie on some of these fun activities like the new Things to Try page that we just launched, and also this Hip Hop and Coding Summit that we're going to talk about.
So can you tell me a little bit about how the Hip Hop and Coding Summit came about? And what
it is. Oh, that's two questions in one. So maybe we should start with like a quick like what it is. And so it was about 50 folks who were practitioners, workshop leaders, educators, librarians, came together in Cleveland for a 2-day like immersive hip hop and Scratch and other interest pathways related to coding. And that's probably, it's grounded in our work of our CS for All work, which is, how would you describe that, Natalie?
Yeah, so we have a project called Coding for All.
Sorry, yeah.
But the idea is it's a collaborative project that we're working on to develop new pathways into coding that make it more relevant, help young people see that it's not just about coding to get a job, but really, how can coding be a form of personal expression around things that you care about, around your interest areas? So we've been working with other partners, including the Digital Media and Learning Hub with Mimi Ito and her team, the Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, to develop these new tools and activities to engage young people in creating projects around ideas like dance is one example, soccer, other interest areas, and how can coding really help you express your ideas around music and other things?
So one of these interest areas that you might want to use when you're exploring, coding is dance. Mm-hmm. And I had worked during undergrad with a organization called the Progressive Arts Alliance, and they do a lot of hip hop education. And so they seemed like really a wonderful collaborator in this. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with them for, almost 2 years now, helping design this really awesome tutorial we have called Dance, 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 where you can code your own dance. And they were like integral into setting up this hip hop summit. And they've just been awesome collaborators. And it connects to a lot of the work that they do. And they have bring like this authenticity also with hip hop, which is something that Natalie and I don't know a lot about, but Santina and that group really brought that, and it was so, so valuable.
Great. So maybe that's a good segue into what happened at the summit. What did it look like during the day?
It was a 2-day workshop, and we started with imagine, create, share,
plan.
Sorry. Yeah. So I'll talk about the first two, then maybe Natalie, you can jump into that one.
Right.
So imagine we started actually, if you can imagine this on like a cold, blustery day, we went to, what's called the Idea Center, which is this wonderful space that has a dance studio in it. So maybe that's the most important part to start with, is we welcomed everyone. We talked a bit about the project we're working on. Then we said, hey, let's like imagine how we can use dance and coding. And so what better way than to sort of go to a dance studio? And so we had an instructor who works with Progressive Arts Alliance take groups up and show them sort of the fundamentals of hip hop dance. Well, another group was just learning more about Scratch and sort of like an intro fun activity where I think they're actually making dance projects.
Yeah.
Then we flip-flopped the groups. And so it was this wonderful exposure to like real dance moves. And Tony Fresh is his name, who's a dance instructor, was also getting them to think about later on when you're making your Scratch project, how might you want to pose? What kind of dance do you want to do? Like what kind of flair do you want? What's your style? Mm-hmm. And so that was sort of like getting people's minds you know, racing with ideas. And then later in the day, we started to actually work on our projects. And so the participants made dance projects. So they actually took photos of themselves in front of just a white wall that we had.
Their different dance moves that they could then animate and scratch.
Mm-hmm. With their awesome dance moves that they learned earlier in the day. So they take photos, mm-hmm. and you have maybe like 5 photos. Then you create your scratch animation where you would use those 5 photos to dance, and you'd have music and stuff. And so it was really cool to see a bunch of librarians mm-hmm. and practitioners and like workshop leaders like me dancing. And so it was a lot of fun. And then I think that probably wrapped up the first day, right?
Yeah, people were starting to photos, start to program and dance.
Yeah.
And start to think about what else would they want to know in order to code what they imagine as a dance scene. Where do you want to be dancing in? What kind of music do you want? And what kind of moves? And who else are you dancing with?
Yeah.
So thinking about all of those things.
We had a graffiti wall. We did some DJing, some scratching, the other kind of scratching. We did some makey-makey music stuff, too. It was a great day. Someone was like, this is the best professional development workshop ever. Great.
Right, yeah. What else did you hear?
You know, I think a lot of folks are really grateful for the opportunity to come. So we have folks from like West Virginia who are like, this isn't something that I've been exposed to, and like thanking us so much for sort of sharing that, and just such an excitement to bring it back mm-hmm. because they realize, you know, all you kind of need is like, we just need like something to take a photo. We could even use a cell phone, a white wall, and like the resources are here. And sort of this excitement around this sort of like these pathways. So I think too, understanding that there are so many pathways like fashion, dance, food, soccer, you name it. And so I think like a lot of people's minds were like exploding with ideas and
that
how
was
they
on day two
it.
After you finished your dance project or one example dance project, then it was that brainstorming what other pathways. And I think, as Eric said, one of the things we heard, there were people who already knew a lot about music and hip hop, and they were saying, oh, okay, now I see how coding can help express something more than, you know, before you could be making multiple copies of yourself, using different graphic effects, making things that weren't possible without the coding. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, people who had done coding but hadn't known a way to connect with some of the youth interests in their after school program or their library or their school were seeing, oh, this could be a way that I can help the people in the participants in my center start to see mm-hmm. that it was relevant and that they could use it to express their ideas. So that whole idea of hip hop, we were also just making those connections of that Santina and the other youth and artists who do work with hip hop from Progressive Arts Alliance in Cleveland. They were just seeing that hip hop, this whole idea of a form of expression, hip hop as expression and coding as expression, and that there's sequences, there's loops, there's different effects that you can use in both. So seeing the overlap between them and how coding could help you take your interest further. So yeah, then we had these interest areas, like one was on social justice and coding, like what could you do, and fashion and these
anime,
other interests. Yeah.
Games, you name it.
And a lot of it was then people sharing their ideas and then thinking about how would you take this back, both the hip hop dance aspect, but also these other interest areas, and what might next steps be for people to share and expand our community. So this, mm-hmm. getting to talk with others of you there, because we think we really see this as the beginning of something broader that people can really share, both on Scratch Online community, but within their own communities, sharing examples of creations from young people around this.
Yeah, it was so cool to see too, like even within our group of participants, you'd see people that were just like nerding out over music and, you know, like sharing things or nerding out over anime and like sharing projects. And it's just like, it's a glimpse of what is possible when you connect sort of these activities to interests that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. So coming out, we missed Computer Science Education Week by a week or two with this podcast, but coming out of that, like, how do you see this as different from other introductions to coding?
I think sometimes coding is introduced as for its own sake, like coding is important or you can get a job and career, and that, you know, is true. But as I said, we really want to focus on what we see young people getting excited about. What we get excited about is what can you do now? How can this let you express your ideas now? And make ideas come to life that you have in your mind and hear different people's voices. So a lot of intros to coding, the answer, there's like one right answer that everyone gets the same. Yeah. So and it can be useful to go through like a puzzle where you're solving it. But what we find most exciting about programming or coding with Scratch and other languages is this ability to have your own idea, or, you know, work with others around an idea of something you want to make to help people or to have fun or to, you know, like I said, express yourself, make a dance. So how can you really use coding to make something? And that's what we were really celebrating. And I think some people who had said they'd even been to other Scratch workshops, some of the teachers said, but they never really saw what could I bring back and how might this interest the people that I work with. And suddenly, like, they were excited about making their own thing, and they could totally see how they could excite others rather than just teaching like Scratch for its own sake or as a coding right. tool. Mm-hmm. Teach it as something that lets you make something that you care about.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
That was awesome.
I think the science of this community that we were tapping into, like a lot of really exciting and the UMedia group, like the people who know about digital arts, who also know about hip hop music and other forms of music and dance, and really trying to help connect those people with each other and with some examples and starting points, and then seeing where people run with it, different types of dance, different types of music. And what can you really create when you bring these tools together?
Yeah. And for me too, as someone who works in the Scratch community every day, you know, we have about 15 million users and we get like 100,000 projects a day. And so CS Ed Week was sort of the celebration and sharing as a group around projects, around certain themes, activities we had and things like that, and welcoming newcomers to the Scratch website. And so it was a really, it was like a very celebratory, fun week on the Scratch community. And I know that's the sort of other, you know, other platforms, the community aspect is either not there, or certainly not highlighted or leveraged in the way where in the Scratch community, where there's a lot of collaboration and sharing, and it feels sort of like a festival of coding.
And that's what we hear in terms of motivation. What really motivates, one thing that motivates a lot of young people to create with code is this idea of just being able to create your own idea. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, as Eric was saying, is this idea of community and being able to connect with others, make friends, both in your own community center and or in the Scratch online community. For some of it's only online, for some it's only in their space, but then there's this real power too of sharing what you've done in your own space online. So we see that that connection to others, whether it's in person or online, is really important to motivate you to continue and also to spark new ideas, and then you start helping others. So I've learned more and more that's what I'm seeing is it's not just about creating with code, but it's really creating and sharing is so important for the motivation. And as Eric said, so for the CS Ed Week, if you look at our new Things to Try page, which is at scratch.media.edu/go, the Things to Try page has, it has this Let's Dance, so the dance tutorial and cards and a guide, but there's also a lot of other projects, and we're really trying to highlight what can you do with this, what can you make, making games, making animations, making stories. So that's all available there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And for, have you talked about the cards? Maybe no, just touch. Maybe you should touch on like the cards and the facilitator guide. You helped on. You should do it. Sorry.
So these Scratch, as part of the Things to Try page, there's, and for example, for dance, these cards that you can print out and use in a setting like in a, you know, after school program or out of school program, where on one side it shows what you can make and the other side it shows the code that you can make and then you can change it. So it's a way to physically have something in your hand that gives you ideas. And people found those really useful in the workshop to have those around.
So helpful to throw them on the table and they spark ideas. Yeah.
That's really exciting because I can imagine both clubhouses and new media sites that maybe have a mentor who's really into dance and have a mentor who's really into coding. And I wonder if those conversations or many other interests, like if those conversations have happened before. So sparking that.
So. I think as a facilitator too, the cards, they help me quite a bit because, for instance, I'll give you like, how do I put a song running in the background? And it's nice because like, I know that's one of the cards and you kind of just sit with the with the participant and go over it. Or if they're sort of need inspiration, they can just grab a card and go. And so I find them super helpful, and they're, you just print out the PDF and they're really,
Great.
There's also a, we made these, we're calling educator guides. They're really designed for use in informal environments as well as other, you know, that can also be used in classrooms. But we're really thinking in informal environments, how do you structure a session with that same kind of format, helping people imagine something, then create. Most of the time you're creating, and then you get back together and share. So for each of these different themes on the Things to Try page, including dance, we have a guide that helps you think about how you might do a 1 hour or so workshop.
It's a nice package if you want. And we have, I believe now we're at 9, maybe 10 activities to choose from on the Things to Try page, but I would check it out. It's one of the most, again, it's scratch.mit.edu/go is where you
and
go.
I'll post a link along with this episode so people can click on it. Well, thanks so much. It was great to learn from you, and I look forward to seeing what happens with all these resources in the months to come and all these U Media sites.
We look forward to seeing what people create. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I want to again thank Natalie and Eric for taking the time to talk to me about their work. They shared a number of links and resources that are posted in the description of this episode. Thank you for listening to the U Media COP podcast, and happy scratching.